Tom Leonard is a partner at Plunkett Cooney, former Republican gubernatorial candidate, and we lean on him for interesting questions of the law. Always a pleasure, Tom, having you with us.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. It's an honor to be back. Thank you.
The Justice Department announced it is offering $1.776 billion, get it, 1776, to victims of lawfare and weaponization as part of a settlement of a $10 billion lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump and his family against the IRS. Let's find out here, your opinion now. Did the president have cause to have a suit against the Internal Revenue Service?
Well, I think the better question at this point is something like this needed? And I would say yes, Paul W. When you look at the way that these prosecutors and these AGs across the country, and I believe to an extent the Justice Department has been weaponized against, you know, alleged defendants, this is a big problem. And I say look no further than Ryan Kelly and what happened to him here in Michigan a couple years ago. I mean, remember this. This was a man who was charged with a misdemeanor trespassing, never entered the Capitol, and yet dozens of FBI agents show up at his doorstep, guns drawn, wake up his children, drag him out of the house, and charge him with a misdemeanor. I mean, this is the type of stuff that should not happen in America. When I was a prosecutor, if somebody was charged with a misdemeanor, you just simply gave them a courtesy call and said, hey, go check yourself into to the courthouse. So I think something like this, if it's implemented appropriately, I think this is something that's needed.
Fascinating. Because, of course, the Democrats don't believe it at all. They don't accept it at all. But the fact of the matter is there are a few things that the Trump family is saying was done by the IRS that unfairly tarnished them, their business reputations, and embarrassed them, if I didn't say that, and didn't establish appropriate screening and monitoring systems to prevent the release of their tax releases, which they are not allowed to release to the public.
Correct. And obviously a law was broken because the contractor that did it was not properly overseen, is now spending, I believe, 5 years in prison. So certainly this president had a right to step up and do something. And frankly, I look at this settlement and how much this is needed to combat, the weaponization of the Justice Department. In fact, I made a post on social media this morning. I think the legislature ought to look at doing something like this in Michigan for what Dana Nessel has done to so many families across this state. I mean, Paul W., when I hired in as a prosecutor, the gentleman that hired me in Genesee County, he asked me one simple question. He said, do you know what the most dangerous instrument is in law enforcement or the most dangerous weapon? And I said, the gun? And he said, no. He said, it's the pen. He said, because when you decide to put a pen to paper and you charge somebody with a felony, you have essentially ruined their life. They're going to have a reputation for decades to come. They're going to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. Their lives are forever going to be changed. He said, you better know that you can get that you can prove all the elements of the crime before you do that. You look at what Dana Nessel did here to these alternate electors. I mean, she couldn't even get this case out of preliminary exam. She couldn't even prove probable cause. Yet you've got about a dozen of our citizens right now that are out tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. Their reputation's ruined. I think something like this is needed.
And this apparently this is the only thing they could do. There's no other recourse, apparently, is what I guess I'm saying.
No, I mean, I guess, you know, each individual, I guess, could try to sue the government for, you know, abuse of office. But, you know, look at what happened with Rich Baird and Rick Snyder. I mean, because of the immunity laws, it's very difficult to sue a prosecutor or a law enforcement official.
Well, and it should be if everyone's doing things the way they're supposed to do them. When there is allegations of wrongdoing like here, then this is what we end up with. So who will get the money from this 1776, $1.776 billion?
So the Justice Department has not made that clear yet. Everything is still, you know, playing out. They're still putting a process. But essentially, anybody that feels that the law, the Justice Department has been weaponized against them or there's been lawfare against them, they may submit claims. There's going to be a five-person panel that's put in place to review these. I believe four of them are appointed by the Justice Department. One of them is appointed by Congress. But my understanding is that this commission will take these claims and they will determine whether or not this person ought to be compensated because the Justice Department was weaponized against them. And again, this would be money for legal fees. You know, I was talking to Mr. Kelly earlier, and he said he had over $100,000 in legal fees, again, over a trespassing misdemeanor when he never even entered the Capitol.
Wow. Well, obviously, mistakes have been made, and if those mistakes are costly to people, they have every right to seek to be compensated for those errors and those costs that happened here. I want to ask you before we run out of time, I don't know that I've had a chance to. You're a great guy. A lot of people were looking forward to you and your run for governor, but you decided to step away back near the end of April. Any regrets, or are you okay with your decision?
No, listen, I'll tell you just like I've told everybody. Was it the decision that we wanted to make? No, but I 100% know in my heart of hearts it was the right decision. We got to the place where we knew in this era that we live in with social media, theater, and having to go completely negative on all of our opponents, I was going to have to become something I didn't want to be and frankly, somebody that wasn't true to myself. And I was very clear when I got in the race. My goal was to focus on issues. I wanted to run a campaign that my kids could be proud of. And frankly, Paul W., I think that we did bring some attention to a lot of these issues. I was the one candidate willing to challenge the utilities and bring attention to rising energy costs, these mental health issues. Again, I think we did a great job bringing attention to these issues, but ultimately, I did not want to become the candidate that I said I would never become. I wanted my kids to be proud of their dad, and we have no regrets.
I understand you completely, and I applaud you for that. Not an easy decision to make. Tom Leonard, partner at Plunkett Cooney, former Republican gubernatorial candidate. Thanks for being with us, Thomas, always.
Hey, thank you. We'll see you soon, my friend.
We'll look forward to it. As we continue, Paul W. here, in Focus on WJR.